You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Tuesday, the 27th of November, a thought for the day. Hi, my name is Alan and it is my great pleasure to be sharing these podcasts with you this week. Today, we are still listening in to Jesus talking about the end times and when he will return to earth and make all things new. Yesterday, we looked at how to keep our hearts from growing cold and the necessity of living a life of forgiveness. Today, we consider how to keep watch or how to guard our hearts. Today's reading is Matthew 24, verses 36 to 51, but I'm going to focus in on verses 42 and 43. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. Jesus says, keep watch. Keep watch, keep watch. So we open our eyes and we look and we stare. We check over our shoulder and we check over the other shoulder and we look and we stare. Jesus, what am I watching for? Jesus goes on to tell a story of attitudes portrayed by two servants. One, faithful and wise, who does what the master expects. They follow instructions, even when they're not being watched. And the other attitude, a wicked servant, who while the master is away, forgets the instructions and does whatever they like. They indulge their desires rather than do what they know to be right. Now, I used to swim. I used to swim more than is good for anyone. Maybe for between 3 or 4 hours a day, in the morning before school and then again when school had finished, up and down and up and down in a concrete tank, length after length. Why? Because I was good at it and I wanted to get better. Now, there were occasions when our coach would set the program but had to be elsewhere while we were training. So we 30 or so swimmers would be left on our own with only a lifeguard for company. Hour after hour, length after length, coach isn't here, let's cut a few corners. Let's maybe do one less set of 100 metres, let us give ourselves a bit more rest, let's not do that long swim at the end. Why don't we finish early? The temptation was massive. Who would know? Who would be reporting back? But I wanted to be the best that I could be. I wasn't getting up at silly o'clock in the morning to mess around. And I'm sure there were times when I slacked off, but more often than not, I would be there until the bitter end, trusting that my coach knew best, even when he wasn't there to watch and to encourage. Now, Jesus says, keep watch. Watch our hearts and our attitudes. Make sure that we are not cutting corners, trying to get away with less than our best when we think that no one is around to see or encourage. You see, we know we are to forgive. We know that we are not to judge. We know that we are meant to help and to serve others. We know that we are to be generous. We know that we are to be thankful. The thief is looking to break in and steal our treasures. To steal our love, our peace, our patience, our kindness, gentleness and self-control. The thief sneaks around in the dark. He's not looking for a fight, but to steal what he can without being noticed. Ultimately, he wants to get us signed up to his team. Selfish and greedy, judgmental, angry, bitter, entitled. He wants to set us off working for him, stealing others' joy, causing others hurt and pain and fear. So today, keep watch. Keep watch. Keep watch over our lives, over our hearts, over our attitudes. Keep watch. And when Jesus returns, let him find us cultivating love and faith. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you died for us to take away our sin and shame and to make peace between you and us and to make peace between us and those around us. Help us to cultivate an attitude of love and faithfulness, of service, of generosity. Help us to keep watch over our hearts and our lives and spot the work of the thief. Let him find no areas of our lives weak and vulnerable to break in. And let us be sure that today we are on your side, doing your work, spreading love, joy, peace and thankfulness around. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 24, verses 36 to 51. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in a field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will be put in charge of all of his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time, and then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your life, you are love.